Shabbos Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Bishamei Omrim. Ein Merchen Ovid Kochavim. So one does not sell to a non-Jew. Ve'ein Tarni Mimo. And one doesn't help burden his donkey. That's the way the Rav explains. Ve'ein Magbin Olav. And also one doesn't put a Mosoi, a load, on his shoulder. Because it appears that you're being Misayaya, that you're helping him carry something on Shabbos. Ela Kadesh Yagil Makum Karov. The only time this is Mutter is if there's enough time that he can go to a close place. The Rav says that that means that the place that he wants to go to is close enough that he can get there while it's still daytime and not Shabbos. The reason is because Beis Shammai is concerned that one, when one looks at what's going on, that they're going to think that you sent him on your behalf. And this is what the Ran explains. That's the Pshat in the Beis Shammai. And this has nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim now. This is a separate din. And we're going to need this both for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Ran says. Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel matirs. And the Chiddush of Beis Hillel is that they're not choshesh for this. Because this has nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim. Beis Hillel is not choshesh that people are going to think this. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, as long as you go out Mibod Yom, that's fine. The non-Jew just has to leave your house during the day. But if the non-Jew is not able to get to his house before Shabbos, why is that not a problem Maris Ayin? But if he leaves on Shabbos, it is a problem Maris Ayin. So the Rambam says, the difference is, the reason is because if the non-Jew would leave the house on Shabbos to a person that's not in the house, if somebody was outside the house and waiting for this non-Jew to leave, he has no idea when the non-Jew took the item that he's taking from your house. It's very possible, according to the onlooker, that he would think that this non-Jew actually got it from you on Shabbos, meaning you sold it on Shabbos to him. And therefore, it's a problem. But if he leaves, even if it's right before Shabbos starts, they won't think that. They'll obviously know that you gave it to him before it was Shabbos. Therefore, if it's still Shabbos, in that case, the non-Jew is not allowed to take something from your house and go out on Shabbos, even according to Beis Hillel. And that applies, the Tiferes Yisrael brings, even if the non-Jew purchased something from you before Shabbos, and not only that, you designated a place in the house for him, and he can take it from there, still because of Maris Ayin, that people will think that you sold it on Shabbos, he's not allowed to take it. But there are some cases that the guy would be allowed to. So let's say the guy would threaten the Jew, or there's a hefsid. In those cases, the Tiferes Yisrael says that one is allowed to have the guy take the thing out even on Shabbos.